Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will talk with Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Greg Thomas about the previous athletic year for Wildcat sports and the current state of Humboldt sports going into the 2022-23 athletic season.
We did have a great overall year of 21-22. Sent four teams to state tournament, which is not a typical year for us, but we typically are challenging for those opportunities. And it always helps the year get off to a great start when your fall athletics are doing well, and football, volleyball, and cross country all did that last year. It makes the season or makes the year go fast when you're having success. But we had some really, really talented seniors that graduated from last year, and it helped lead us to that success. But like you said, making it to the Unidome, the Final Four in football. We hadn't been there to the Unidome since 06, making it back to the boys' state basketball tournament. What an exciting game. The boys performed down there, came up just a little bit short. And then girls' golf, which has been over the past 10 years, we have been able to make it to the state tournament six out of the last 10 years. And then boys' soccer, first ever chance to play the state tournament, which was a tremendous opportunity and earned by the young men and the coaching staff. And got a neat deal with being the first year of conference, being a conference sport, winning the North Central Conference soccer title. So, and then, you know, we competed, played hard this summer and the other sports. We had four young men make it down to the state wrestling tournament individually. So overall, a great 2021-22 athletic year.
Can you point to any direction of why you guys were so great in so many sports across the field this past athletic year?
Well, I think one of the first places to look is how much work the athletes are putting in the off season, and our weight room attendance and our speed and agility training sessions attendance over the last two or three years have really been climbing each and every year. The coaches are doing a great job of encouraging kids and getting kids in there, and the kids are responding. The parents and the families of those kids are responding, getting them there. So I just talked with Coach Allman a little bit the other day, and right now we're currently, the high school kids are working out three times a week in the summertime, and the middle school kids are working out two times a week. And we're serving between 150 to 175 athletes each week, 7 through 12. So I think really that's where it all begins. And not only does it builds strength and speed, develops speed and all that, but it also develops confidence, which I don't think you never overstate. And then a lot of times it comes down to what kind of athletes you have. And we were fortunate to have a lot of really good athletes. And unfortunately, a lot of them graduated, but we do have, we do have some of those people coming back, and they've kind of established the bar for the rest of the young people.
It seems like the Humboldt athletes have bought into the system here. This culture that has been built here is something that it's a force to be reckoned with, for sure.
I think we do have a really healthy culture. I think it starts with our families, and our community is very excited and comes out and supports very well. And that expectation is set for the young people. And the kids, like you said, the kids have bought into training, bought into the coaching staffs. It's a really fun place that we're at right now. And we sure hope that the next generation keep building on it.
Looking ahead now, because we've had a great athletic season, but as I say, time marches on here. Now you got to look to the next year. What are you most excited about now, rolling into the next season and seeing where those teams are?
It's always a challenge just to stay on top. You know, it's one thing to get there, but it's always a challenge just to try to stay on top. And I think our coaches, like I said, have had some tremendous turnouts this summer in off-season workouts. Another thing that I forgot to mention when you're talking about the culture and what's helped shape that. I think all of our coaches really buy into the idea of kids being multi-sport athletes. We don't have very many kids who specialize in just one thing. So kids having success in one sport goes over to the next season, and a lot of those same kids are involved in the success in the next season. So I think that's really important. But when I was coaching, it was always fun. The strategy of trying to plug new kids in, maybe kids that filled a certain role last year as a sophomore or junior, get moved to a different role, a more prominent role on the varsity team the next year. And that's, like I said, it's kind of a puzzle trying to put all those pieces together. I think that's one of the things that coaches really enjoy. And it'll be exciting to see where that goes, how they develop, what things are tried. And like I said, I don't think you ever underestimate the value of the generation before setting the bar and helping the younger kids rise to that level. And then the next year, those kids just trying to take it a little bit further each year.
Pretty incredible to see how it's almost that next man up or next woman up mentality.
Yeah, it is. And I think that's critical. I think that's goes all the way down to our seventh and eighth grade development. The coaches are doing a great job there. Of main thing there is keeping kids interested and keeping them out for sports. There's a lot of, in this day and age, Humboldt's not unique. There's a lot of youth stuff going on. And there is a tendency for some of the kids to maybe possibly get burnout doing a lot early age. But for the most part, I think we still have kids who are eager and anxious to be involved and keep pushing those kids to heights even they weren't sure they could achieve. So that's the main thing, keeping the participation numbers up and just keep striving to be as good as you can be.
One thing I do want to mention about, just to let, of course, our listeners know, so the ticket prices are going up. Could you, again, kind of provide that explanation of why they had to go up from, I think it was $5 to up to $8?
Sure. This coming fall, starting with the volleyball and football season, admission prices in the North Central Conference and all varsity activities at high school, whether they're non-conference or conference, the admission price is going to be $8 for adults and $5 for students. It's been $5 for adults and $5 for students since, I believe, 05, 06. So we really haven't done anything with the admission price in the conference for about 15, 16 years. We're unfortunately not unlike most other places. Our costs are going up. Officials' fees have gone up. Equipment. We have more. Each one of our sporting teams relies more and more on technology every year. We've got huddle with all of our sports sharing game film with coaches, with players, and other teams. There's a lot of technology fees that we would never used to have 10, 15 years ago. So unfortunately, all that means is we have to charge a little bit more to try to help make our budget balance out. And I know our ticket takers are probably going to be the most frustrated ones, having to count all those ones and make change for $8 and $5. But it's something that we area ADs, conference ADs, felt like it was time that we really had to do it. Obviously, we hope that people still come out and support the teams. Our fan base has just been phenomenal on the road, at home. It doesn't matter. So unfortunately, we do have to pass along a little raise in the admission price. So,
final thoughts on that 2021 to 2022 athletic season?
Well, like you said, I think when coaches look back and when families look back and athletes look back, they'll look back on this past year with a lot of fond memories. It would be awesome if every team could end with a win, but the way the tournament schedule or situation is, a lot of times you go out with a loss, and at the time they're tough to take, but as you have a chance to reflect on the season and on the year, just an outstanding, tremendous effort by our young people. Great support, like I said, from our community. We're really excited. Our community and our school board have made a financial contribution to building a new athletic enhancement center up at the high school, and that construction is hopefully going to start this fall. So it is a great time to be a Wildcat. A lot of exciting things in the very near future. I did want to remind everybody that July 24th through the 31st is that family week, or that dead week across the state of Iowa. There can't be any school activities. Coaches shouldn't be reaching out to kids. There's no weight room. There's no training. There's no anything. So it's a great opportunity for families to maybe get a vacation in. There won't be any camps or the following week. So I think it's a really healthy thing. I think it's good for kids, good for coaches, good for everybody involved. And Matt, we're really excited to have you here, and we're happy you're here at KHPT. You've been doing a great job for Humboldt Athletics and Humboldt activities, and you've done a great job, and we're really excited to have you here.
I appreciate it. Well, thank you, Greg, and best of luck here in 2022 to 23.
Thank you, Matt.
That was Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Greg Thomas. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.